We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Please welcome the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy.
What a podcast.
Is this it for me?
Is this it for me or what?
Yeah, this is the, we didn't want this to be your last show. We wanted it to be a Super Bowl winning last broadcast. And of course, Mitch Unfiltered, a new episode dropped today. I bet you had a lot to say. And can you give us a little, can you help us? Because I got a lot of complaints. But you know what, man? What's your takeaway? What did you feel? Because it was a surprise to you, just like it was to us. Because we thought Friday that we would be talking on Monday about a victory.
I don't know how much of a surprise it was to me. We talked last week. You wanted me to tell you the Seahawks were better than the Rams. You said the Seahawks are better than the Rams, right? And I think I said to you, well, if you went position by position, and you just gave check marks to one team or the other, the Seahawks had to, if the Seahawks were better than the Rams, they had to maximize the difference at the quarterback position. The only reason the Seahawks would be better than the Rams personnel-wise would be because your quarterback is much better than their quarterback. The problem is, you know, your passing game is broken. Your offense has been broken for 8 or 10 weeks, and this was a very bad day for the Seahawks. This was a very bad day. If you listen to episode 125, which came out this morning, you'll hear what just about everybody is saying, which is, this was, in my estimation, this was the most unprepared, poorly coached game I've seen in the Pete Carroll era, particularly on offense. On one sideline, you had a coach and Sean McVay and his staff that were figuring out how to completely ditch a game plan. You know, their undrafted small running quarterback making his second start, undrafted quarterback, he got hurt in the second series of the game. And they had to throw their entire game plan out the window and start fresh with Jared Goff, who had three pins in his throwing thumb. So the coaching staff on one side is trying to figure out, okay, how do I protect Jared Goff and how do I get enough out of him offensively to be able to win this playoff game on the road? And they're doing everything they can. On the other side, you've got Pete Carroll's staff, maybe a Hall of Fame coach, but no in-game adjustments. No plan to move the pocket away from Aaron Donald, to move Russell Wilson away from the pressure. You've got Chris Carson not on the field on a critical third down at the end of the half. You've got 3 minutes to make a critical fourth down decision late in the game and a play call, and you can't get the play in time after an injury timeout, and you end up false starting. You're using challenges wrong. You're using timeouts wrong. I mean, this was just a total, I hate to say it, a total 100% collapse by the Seahawks coaching staff in terms of preparing and coming up with a strategy to win the football game. And as a result, ends are abrupt in the NFL. And a team that just for whatever reason could not play the game offensively in the last 8 or 10 weeks is going to be sitting home next week and watching the Rams play in the second round of the playoffs.
I've had my concerns ever since we lost to Buffalo, because that was the game where I thought, man, Buffalo's going to realize they're not as good as they thought they were. That's what I really thought. I thought when Seattle went to Buffalo, it was going to be a rude awakening, and it was the reverse. And ever since then, in my mind, Mitch, that's when I went on my crazy, let me go take a look at numbers and stats, but I thought, this team is not a good team. Or I feel like that we are just a 500 team, and really the Rams, or at best, we were the 10-6 team, and the Rams should have been the 12-14, because that's at least quality wise. That's what it looks like to me.
I actually think, BJ, you went on your rant after the Giants game, which was after the Buffalo game, I would circle that one more than I would circle the Buffalo game. I think the Bills are really, really good. I think they're probably the only AFC team that has a chance to beat the Chiefs on the way to the Super Bowl. I think the game that exposed the Seahawks and really told the story, and now when you look back upon it, you think about it, how everything could have been changed, guys. Think about that Giants game here. The Giants came in here from the NFC East, struggling along like all other NFC East teams. They didn't even have their starting quarterback. They had Colt McCoy starting at quarterback. They did something defensively. The Seahawks could not get out of its own way, out of their own way offensively. And the Giants somehow in some way came in here and won that game. You realize that if everything, exactly everything this year were the same, except for that Giants game, if they would have won the Giants game, they would have been the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
They would have not played this past weekend the way Green Bay sat out. Seattle would have beaten Green Bay for the number one seed. They would have sat out the first week, and they'd probably be hosting Tom Brady and the Bucks this week. But as a result of losing to Colt McCoy here, a Giants team that couldn't beat anybody,
the Seahawks
were forced to play the Rams.
And they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah,
the Giants were not good enough to make the playoffs. Yeah. They almost made the playoffs at 6-10, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Eagles screwed them.
It's a mystery because you know, you pay the quarterback position $35 or $40 million a year, and I'm not saying this is all on Russell. It's going to be discussed the entire offseason. The question is going to be, what happened? You realize, I mean, you guys know this, that 6 or 8 weeks into this season, he was the MVP of the league. He was playing better than anybody in the league. He was playing better than he had ever played, and the offense was operating better than they had ever operated. They had DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and Chris Carson and an improving offensive line. This was earth-shattering how good they were in the first 6 weeks. And then something happened. And if you isolate the variables, did DK Metcalf go out? No. Did Tyler Lockett go out? No. Chris Carson came back. He was available. Pretty much the same offensive line. Something happened to this Seahawks offense. And so, when you isolate the variables, it really comes down to one or two things. What's going on with number three? And probably more importantly, is there a systematic philosophical problem in that building in Renton? An offensive systematic problem, a lack of adjustments, a lack of game planning, a lack of, okay, here's what they're doing. Here's what the Giants are doing to us. We're gonna counteract them by doing this. There's something going on over there that they've got to figure out between now and I guess September of next year.
Well, they talk about how John Schneider, if he would leave, it's because he would get full control. And now it makes me wonder, because you know what, Mitch, you bring it up. You pay Russell all that money, and Mitch, does this look like a team that is decided offense is our deal since they paid him all that money? Because I don't see our offensive line, I don't see our offense, all of the other parts being given the same kind of attention that other teams do when they have an elite quarterback. I mean, he's always seemed to be running for his life, whereas I don't think Tom Brady would even be here if they didn't get better people for him. And I mean, I don't understand why we don't, you know, okay, you pay him the big money. Why not make sure that he's got studs up front so that he does have time to pass and he doesn't get sacked 4 million times? I don't get.
I think you're reacting to the last 10 weeks. You got to remember, through 6 weeks, BJ, they were the number one offense in the NFL with that offensive line. Number one. They were averaging 34
are they that good,
and
though,
a half
Mitch?
Points per game.
I mean, say really, again? Though, were they that good? Because, you know, yes. It's a dead horse, but yet the beginning of the season, there's not a lot of film. You just can't. You can't judge that as like, well, they were good then. I mean, everyone's getting going. I mean, Tyler Lockett said yesterday or Saturday, he said, teams figured us out on defensively and we just weren't able to make the adjustment. He said, they all figured that's us right. out. And so, that's I mean, right. he's at least a guy. So,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Teams made adjustments. Why weren't the Seahawks able, if you're playing chess and your opponent does something, you do something back.
So and, we talked about...
Seahawks, they just fundamentally, they fundamentally seem like a team that doesn't know how to adjust. And you go back to the, I mean, I'll give you just kind of a, you know, a.
So, Mitch, is that a Schottenheimer issue? Because we talked about Ken Norton before. Yeah. All right, we never really talked a whole lot about Schottenheimer. Is it time to look at him as.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, there's a piece to that. He's clearly a central figure in all this. I mean, look at it this way. The Seattle Seahawks played in the first round of the playoffs, the best defense in the NFL. We knew that going in. Any metric would have told you that the Rams defense, in particular Aaron Donald in the front four, but they're great in the back end, they're great at linebacker. This was the very best defense in the NFL. And we knew, you talk about the offensive line. I think the offensive line was clearly improved from last year. I think it was clearly improved. Was it good enough? It wasn't good enough. Did it get whipped on Saturday? It got whipped on Saturday by the best defense in the NFL. We knew going in that 99 was a force. In fact, after the game, Pete Carroll was asked this very question by Joe Fan. He was asked, why is it, Coach, that you play these teams 3 times, and we always hear that they're able to adjust to what you guys are doing, but we never hear the opposite, that you guys are able to adjust to what they're doing. And the answer that Pete Carroll gave after the game was, because they have number 99. And yeah. Number 9 is a wrecking ball, and he wrecks us, and he wrecks the rest of the league. So let me ask you a question. If you were Brian Schottenheimer going into the game on Saturday, and they had a defense that was number 1 in the league, that your head coach thought had the best defensive player, a wrecking ball, as he calls them, what would you have done with Russell Wilson from time to time when he was passing? What would you have done in the game plan going into the game if they have that good a defensive line and your offensive line is a little bit shaky? What do you do, BJ?
Oh, I get him either. I move the pocket or get him rolling.
Okay. That's exactly right. And on top of that, and I'll give you the stat from Saturday's game. On top of that, Russell Wilson is at his very best year after year after year when they roll him out. I'm not talking about his scrambling away from danger. When they call plays that roll him out to the perimeter, and he's not tall in quarterback standards, and he gets away from the big offensive lineman, and he gets away from the big defensive lineman, and he's able to make a play on the perimeter. We've seen it a million times, a play action or a fake pitch, and then a rollout to his right, and he has all kinds of choices. That's the way to play against a defense that has Aaron Donald and is as good as the Rams. And yet, I'll give you the numbers. 36 pass plays were called on Saturday. He dropped back, and he either threw or got sacked or scrambled. You add it all up, it was 36 times. Not one time did they move the pocket and get him sprinting to his right or sprinting to his left to get away from number 99. Now you tell me how that's possible. And on the other side of the equation, here's Jared Goff, who's not mobile at all. He's sprinting to his right every once in a while. He's sprinting to his left. He's doing the things that Russell Wilson should have been doing. You tell me how, as an offensive coordinator and as a coaching staff, when you game plan for a game like that where they have 99, you tell me how you can come up with a game plan where you never sprint Russell Wilson out to his right or left. Explain it to me.
That you know what? I don't even know what to say to that.
Okay, there you go.
And how do we go forward and if they bring these same people back as far as the coaching people?
Well, here's your biggest problem.
What do we look forward to next year?
Well, you just touched on the biggest problem of all. And for Seahawk fans, the real head scratcher is this year, this offseason, at least for now, shapes up much differently than any other offseason in the Pete Carroll, John Schneider era, because you went out and you traded all your draft choices for Jamal Adams. And now you've got a big problem on your hands. You got to pay him. So he's going to make the most money that any safety in the history of the NFL has ever made, and you don't have draft choices. All of a sudden, the capital that's so very important to a guy like John Schneider to build up from where we are to improve the football team is really limited. His hands are really tied this year. He doesn't have a first-round draft choice, and he doesn't have a lot of cash underneath the salary cap, and the Seahawks have a big problem on their hands as they go forward.
He's got free agents. Which is why I think, you know, granted it's hindsight, but I think that Adams move was not a good move. If they had done something on the offensive side and gave away all those draft picks and got us offensive talent to make Russell's life easier, that's a different story. If they said they had to pay a lot, if our defense has to suffer, but we're a shootout team like we thought it was going to be, like you had talked about earlier in the season, you thought our defense is horrible, but you know what? If we can win shootouts, it doesn't matter. Well, it turns out that's not the case. And now we're paying a guy on defense a ton of money. What's he going to be able to do for our offense, which does not do anything, and a ton of money's tied up in that? It seems like they can't make their mind up. Are we an offensive team or a defensive team?
Well,
You can't be both in this league and win.
But a year ago, BJ, a year ago, what we were saying was, how can the defense be so bad? How can Ken Norton, with guys like Bobby Wagner and Jaron Reed and Jadeveon Clowney and Shaquille Griffin, how could it be? And Quandre Diggs. A year ago, we were all complaining that they've got the tools on offense. They've got the great wide receivers. They got the great quarterback. They've got a really good running back. Hopefully, they can improve their offensive line. How can they be as bad defensively as they are? And then they went out. Now, maybe I'm not telling you in retrospect that it was a great deal for the Seahawks. They got to give up a crap load to get this guy here. They go out and they get the most impactful safety in the game. He comes in, and despite being injured for 4 or 5 games, and he's playing hurt with 2 bad shoulders and broken fingers the other day, despite all of that, he comes in and he breaks the all-time NFL record for sacks by a safety in a season. He's the leading sack guy from the safety position on the Seahawks. They needed to address the defense last year, and they did it. But they made a deal a little bit with the devil, and now you got to have him back. Now you're stuck, because what are you going to do? He's got 1 year left on his contract. You kind of guaranteed him that you would rip up the contract and give him a new deal. You can't let him go. I mean, I guess you could trade him and try to get some draft guys back. But at this point, you're kind of stuck after all that you paid for him in terms of compensation to the Jets. You now have to give him a big time contract, and he's earned a big time contract, which puts you in even a more inferior position as it relates to the salary cap. So, I hear your frustration. I hear your frustration about the offense. But look, they've got Russell Wilson. They've got DK Metcalf, who's the best young receiver in the NFL.
Oh, don't get me started
They've got Tyler Lockett, who caught 100 balls this year.
Yeah.
But they've got, here's some big decisions as we finish up. It's some big decisions. Chris Carson's a free agent.
Yeah.
Shaquille Griffin's a free agent.
Yes,
Carlos Dunlap, who came in midseason from Cincinnati, will be a free agent when they don't exercise the last year of his contract, because he's got a big, big balloon year next year. There are some significant free agents and decisions to be made by the Seahawks. And again, I'll say it again, not to beat a dead horse, they don't have a lot of draft choices at the moment, and they don't have a lot of salary cap space.
Well, Mitch, I really have such a bad taste in my mouth, especially if we have the same coaching staff come back. If we have the same coaching staff come back, because I, what am I expected to think with these guys? And it seems like they can't figure out if they're an offensive team or a defensive team. And you just, I don't think you can be both. I think you have to really just, if you're a championship winning team, you've got to figure out what are you? Are you are you an amazing defense? Are you an amazing offense? Mediocre at both is, or even a little better, is just not. I mean, their offense was nothing. Their defense really was okay. You're not going to get anywhere. And we're a 12-4 team, and really, they got to figure it out. They've got to make a decision, offense or defense, and that might be the big problem, is they don't know who they are. And I hope they can figure that identity out, Mitch.
I think they have plenty of talent to be a really good offensive team. I think they got to just figure out what they're doing with those offensive pieces. I really do.
All right, Mitch Unfiltered. A new episode drops.
Episode 125, boys. Today. It's out now. And I got to tell you before I go that, and I said this to you last year, I'll say it to you again this year. I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on Mondays during the football season. And I really, really appreciate the opportunity to come back to Seattle, morning radio. I did it for a long, long, long time. And you guys have been terrific and have opened your arms to me since the beginning in the last several years. And I can't tell you how appreciative I am of both of you guys.
Mitch, it's our pleasure, man. You're a great dude. And, except I got to keep buying your breakfast every time you beat me at these tests. But
well, hopefully next year we do this longer than right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. We go at least more than just one playoff game and be done.
Mitch Levy.
You
Mitch
guys are the best.
Filter.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
thanks,
you.
Buddy.
You rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.